Besties, you know that after bedtime, this is a podcast where we navigate the wild world of parenting after our little ones have gone to sleep. But we can't forget our other little babies, our furry little troublemakers, our dogs. I have a little pug. His name is Moki, and we call him Momo, and he really is my number one baby. He was my first child. And at the same time, as much as we love our pets, we know they can get into some trouble sometimes. Let me tell you about a time that my sweet, sweet baby Moki got into a bit of trouble. My one-year-old was just learning how to do solids. He's practicing. I gave him a huge lamb bone. And the baby, being a baby, accidentally dropped it on the floor, and within seconds, I kid you not, I looked over. Before I could grab it, Moki inhaled the lamb bone all 6 inches in a pug down his throat. It was horrifying. We rushed him to an emergency vet, and thankfully, it was a 3-day journey. He is okay, but trust me, the vet bills, they were no joke. Speaking of which, we wanted to share a message from our partner Spot Pet Insurance, because Spot Pet Insurance plans can offer up to 90% cash back on eligible vet bills, which sounds like a game changer and something I wish I had on the Moki Lambone fiasco. Honestly, like, it was bad on top of bad when I got the bill. But now imagine getting up to 90% cash back on that bill. And the Spot Pet Insurance plan offers not only coverage for accidents and illness plans, but an optional preventative care benefit as well to help with the cost for routine wellness, vaccines, and more. And if you catch yourself thinking like, is it expensive? Let me tell you, it is probably less expensive than the unexpected $1,800 vet bill that I got served. Go to spotpetinsurance.com today and get a free quote instantly. It's very easy. Disclaimer, paid ad for Spot Pet Insurance. Waiting periods, annual deductible, coinsurance, benefit limits, and exclusions may apply. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC.
Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or needs help with homework? Is your child ahead and not getting challenged enough in class? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language, arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I love the fun nature of the learning program, so it feels like it's not work. It feels like it's actually something fun for the kids to do. This program will improve your kids' grades. It's backed by research. Kids using IXL are scoring higher on tests. Studies show that kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or the personality. It really will work for any of your kids. One subscription gets you everything, so it's one site for all kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. If your child is struggling, this is the smartest investment you can make. A single hour of tutoring costs more than a month of IXL. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Big Little Feelings listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/feelings. Visit IXL.com/feelings to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, Big Little Besties. We were recently guests on the podcast Pop Culture Moms and wanted to share it with you. Our friends Andy and Sabrina have been best friends for 20 years and pop culture aficionados for even longer. On Pop Culture Moms, they're taking their obsession with TV and movies to the next level, talking to folks like us, fellow scholars of pop culture, if you will, about what they can learn from the fictional moms that we love most. Together, Andy and Sabrina explore the comedy and tragedy of what parenthood is like in real life. In our episode, we talk about why some of the best moms on TV right now are cartoons. Yes, cartoons. And what the mothers in Bluey and Daniel Tiger are doing right. Find Pop Culture Moms wherever you're listening right now.
Oh, hi, honey.
Hi, honey.
As you know, my husband, like so many husbands before him, is just completely obsessed with football.
He is.
And it shows in my living room, where he mounted a ludicrously large television.
I have seen it. It is downright garish.
But lately, something very entertaining has been happening on Sundays. He plops himself down on the couch to watch football, and the kids are revolting. So he ends up having to switch the big TV to whatever it is they've requested, and he's stuck watching his overpriced NFL package on an iPad, or even worse, his phone.
Them's the breaks, Steve.
Yeah, it's just the price we're all going to have to pay for peace, and he's paying it, really. But I'm all about using TV with my children. I know it's the unpopular opinion, but I don't really want to set a time limit on TV. I love TV so much that I work in television. I now podcast about television. And if my kids can watch a show quietly while I cook dinner or finish work or just like have a second to be free, I'm all for it.
I wish that my kids watched more TV, to be totally frank. Like, I wish that they could sit through like a Disney movie with me.
Oh, my kids are in it because I've been training them from the jump.
See, no, that's expert parenting.
Yeah, they've inherited it from me. They can watch a whole movie.
So jealous.
But they're really into shows right now. You know, they had a real Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood phase, and that's based on Mr. Rogers. So, you know, Mom Tiger's doing all the right stuff. She's got all the right moves. But currently, they're big, big into Bluey.
I think I'm going to go ahead and say it. The best mom of all time, and I'm not just limiting it to kids' cartoons. I think Chili Healer from Bluey is the best mom we've seen in media.
Yes, yes. My goodness, yes. She's the queen of cartoon moms. I laugh. I cry. I watch it after they go to bed sometimes.
Yes.
It's truly Oscar-worthy in my eyes. She's so fun, and she's such a good mother. I aspire to be like her, even if she is just a dog.
It's true. She's funny and warm and confident, and yet she's still so relatable because we see her struggle sometimes. Like, there's an episode called Sticky Gecko. Do you know this one?
Yes, I love Sticky Gecko.
I can't find it.
Have you looked?
Yeah, I've looked everywhere.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really good example of Chili's mothering. She's trying to get everyone out the door to meet Judo and Wendy, their friends.
But hurry up!
And she's trying to be patient with her kids. She indulges them in their game.
Roller skates. Ah! Mom, Gekki.
Sorry. Come on, Gekki.
But she's also trying to teach them the importance of being on time and respecting other people. And I think that's the delicate balance of, like, showing your real emotions to your kids, but, like, having some sort of, you know, restraint and patience with them and trying to do your best every day.
Yeah, and there's so many examples of that. There's like Baby Race, where she's comparing her baby's development to other babies. And that just made me as a mom feel good. Like, oh, yeah, everyone's thinking that.
Like, we all have that insecurity. Yes.
Yeah.
Are you upset with me that I lost the Baby Race?
No, sweetie. Look, we were all learning to do things for the first time. I just felt like I was doing everything wrong.
But, you know, Chili seems to be using a type of parenting style that's similar to gentle parenting. She's considerate of Bluey and Bingo's feelings. She's setting boundaries. She's helping them grow.
Yes.
She's kind. She's fun. She's playful.
She has a really beautiful relationship with her husband, Bandit. They're basically doing, I think, the sort of parenting that we aspire to. I think that's what we're trying to do with our kids.
I know. We should make our new life motto, "What would Chili Healer do?"
WWCHD. Get it on a bumper sticker. I'm Andy Mitchell.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg. From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, this is Pop Culture Moms. Our guests today, two moms who embody all of the characteristics of our favorite cartoons. Kristen Gallant and Dina Margolin are the moms and parenting experts behind Big Little Feelings. It's a resource hub, including courses, videos, you name it, to help mothers and fathers navigate the ups and downs of parenting. They share their advice with over 3 million followers on Instagram, followers including Blake Lively, Eva Mendez, and Andy Cohen. And if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for us. They also just launched a parenting podcast called After Bedtime with Big Little Feelings, and we had such a fun time chatting with them. More pop culture moms after this quick break.
Let's dive into one of my favorite finds from the last year, Quince. Okay, a friend introduced me to Quince, and this friend I very much trust. She has amazing style. I really look up to her. She was like, you have to try Quince. It has changed my closet. And as someone who doesn't always know where to start with clothes, and I look at my closet all the time, I'm like, I don't want to wear any of this. I was like, you know what? I'm down. And thank goodness I did. Quince has literally transformed my entire closet and made it so easy to feel cute, to feel fashionable, up to date, while also not breaking the bank. So Quince has a whole range of high quality items, but at a really amazing price point, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and even 14 karat gold jewelry. So you get these amazing items, but they're all at a super low price. But they're all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands because Quince partners directly with the top factories. So they totally cut out the cost of that middleman and they pass the savings down on to us. So I pretty much have Quince rotating now through my outfits. I have crop tops from them for working out. I have workout clothes from them. I have cashmere sweaters that I wear all the time to work, to interviews. They're pieces that I just genuinely love. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/feelings for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/feelings to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/feelings.
I feel like life is just picking up speed. Everything is going so fast. School pickup, work, gymnastics, all the activities, birthday parties. I need to feel my healthiest every single day. And that's why I decided to give AG1 a try. Not only does AG1 deliver my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, and pre and probiotics and more, but it's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day, and it makes me feel amazing. I am already managing so many schedules in my head. I cannot mix and match different pills and vitamins. This is why AG1 is a game changer. One scoop of AG1 takes just 60 seconds to mix up every morning and covers my nutrient gaps, promotes gut health, and supports my sustained energy. Plus, AG1 replaces my multivitamin, my pre and probiotic, my antioxidants, and my stress adaptogen. So I just have to remember one supplement instead of a bunch of pills every day. As a mom, I need a lot of support. I'm just admitting that now, 7 years in, and that includes nutrient support. I just noticed I was feeling groggy, depleted in all of my chaotic days. But AG1 covers my basis with high quality ingredients like pre and probiotics, stress adaptogens, antioxidants, and whole food sourced nutrients. I know if I drink it daily, I'm going to feel that extra boost. AG1 is a supplement I trust to provide the support my body needs daily, and that's why I'm excited to welcome them as a new partner. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/BLF. That's drinkag1.com/BLF. Check it out.
So, Dina, Kristen, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
You know, I reached out to you, Kristen, after I listened to your podcast about where you talked about your birth story.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I need to share this with the world that I also planned to have my child so that he could be a Virgo.
Oh,
and I just
two peas in a pod, you guys.
Yeah, I think it's important that you know that this is a Virgo way of life.
This is a safe space for Virgos.
Yeah. I'm married to a Virgo, so I'm very comfortable here.
Yeah.
Are you a Virgo too?
I am a Virgo.
Okay,
yes.
So we are two Virgos who planned our Virgo babies.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean,
I'm going to sit with that for a second. Not judging.
I feel comforted because I do feel like it's borderline questionable. And I'm glad we're in this together and somebody else has done it. We can't be the only ones who like, if you chose, listen, I didn't like choose really, you know what I mean? They just offered me dates and I happened to demand to have a Virgo date.
And I actually did choose, like I planned
good for you
to become pregnant because I was like, I would like a Virgo.
I mean, I had a scheduled C-section, so I was even like doing the star chart for the time.
Girl.
Like before the baby was born, which is so insane.
I have chills. You're speaking my love language.
But I just love that you share so much of your lives. I feel like we're in a friendship that's very one-sided. I'm following you on Instagram.
Does not feel one-sided.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Ladies, I want to ask you, so I am aware of Big Little Feeling parenting as kind of like essentially gentle parenting. How would you describe your parenting philosophies?
Yeah, well, we don't really love the term gentle parenting. And it's not just for us at Big Little Feelings, but also just in general. I think it puts this like blanket label on parents and moms. And it sort of starts this whole like mommy war thing where you have to do things a certain way. Almost reminds me of the whole attachment thing that got out of control, where it's like attachment means like breastfeeding and co-sleeping until 15 and this and that. And if you don't, you ruin them forever. So we don't classify ourselves as gentle parenting. We take different approaches that we find to be amazing. We take Dina's experience in her child therapy practice and working with Dan Siegel, who's a pioneer in interpersonal neurobiology. And we mix all that together with the practicality of just being a normal mom. And that's where Big Little Feelings really comes from. It's the neuroscience and then the reality.
I'll just tell you, that's all we need. That's all we need is lived experience with a little bit of data.
Yeah,
a little bit of a foundation of knowledge.
And what do you think is the advice that you give parents that you struggle with most as parents?
I mean, I would say the number one thing is you're not messing this up. Like, I think a lot of us, and this is what we hear on our page too, and I know I've struggled with it, at the end of a long day, you sit on your couch, you're in the shower, and you are just looping on all the things you didn't do, what you didn't get done, the to-do list, you snapped, and you just kind of beat yourself up. And I feel like the number one thing we hear is, am I messing my kids up? And the answer is no. Honestly, like, we're human. We're not going to get it right all the time, every time. And us doing our best is enough.
Absolutely. I want to know what your moms were like. Like, how did your moms parent you? And how, I guess, did that inform the mother that you are to your children?
Yeah, that's a complex question. We had two different experiences. I came from a more chaotic, unstable home. And, you know, it has completely shaped the way that I parent and what I'm devoted to every day in my life, in my home, but also in my business. And my dad, he died by suicide, which I've talked about quite often. And that was really the pivotal moment. I wasn't even sure if I was going to have kids before that. And in that moment, I knew what matters is family and kids and a home and stability. And that was the moment that sort of I became devoted to like this movement.
Yeah. And I would say, too, for me, I'm really close to my mom. I talk to her every day still. I love her so much. And she is a strong woman who went through a lot of trauma. And when you start to look back in the generations of my family, you can start to identify the generational coping patterns, the ways that we all dealt with, honestly, just like a ton of trauma down the line, where no one was talking about research and parenting and how to communicate and coping skills. And you can just see how it kind of got passed down from generation to generation. A lot of us just going through hard things and never really having skills that were taught to us. And so I feel like I'm the first in my family to really feel it, heal it, and try to change that pattern.
You are.
Thank you.
Oh, that's amazing.
Every day.
Amazing.
More pop culture moms after this quick break.
Okay, we recently had Dr. Amen on the podcast, and if you don't know him, he's all about growing a healthy brain. There are things we can do every day to strengthen our brain, and one of them is learn a new hobby. An easy way to do that? Learn a new language. This is not like school. This is not serious. This can be just for fun, and honestly, it is so good for your brain. Plus, if you have any upcoming international travel, or you want to connect with friends or family, or just like a new culture, Having a little bit of language in your pocket is such a helpful thing. Rosetta Stone has your back. It is the most trusted language learning program. I've personally used it for a long time now. I do it after my kids go to bed. Rosetta Stone is a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. And it's all about fast language acquisition. There's no English translation, so you really learn how to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's an intuitive process. Plus, you can use it on your desktop or an app, which means you can totally do this on the go and take your lessons offline. And it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has 25 languages that you get for the rest of your life. Don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, After Bedtime listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/BLF. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/BLF today. If you follow us on Instagram, you know that Moki, my pug, he is my number one baby. He's my firstborn. I love him so much. But if I'm being really, really honest, ever since having kids, he doesn't get the attention that he used to. I do my best, but there's a lot going on. But one thing that makes me feel really good is we recently switched his food to the farmer's dog. And I cannot tell you how happy this little pug is every morning and every night when he's about to eat. Even my husband commented yesterday, he's like, I've never seen Moki prance around so excited. He loves this food. And I've noticed a difference where he does look happier, he has more energy, he just looks like a healthier dog. The Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. It's recommended by vets, nutritionally balanced, and it's made from human-grade ingredients in safe, clean kitchens. Honestly, when you pour it, you can tell how real and how clean this food is. In hindsight now, I can really see how like traditional dry and wet dog food options are extremely processed, and they can use so much lower quality ingredients than they claim to, and they're extremely difficult to portion accurately. And if you're using dry food or like store-bought food, no guilt. I did it for a really long time, but I now notice such a difference since I've switched him, which is why I'm here sharing the Farmer's Dog with you so you can incorporate it into your family. And one little detail that I love, it makes life easier, is the Farmer's Dog isn't just higher quality food. They also send you the right pre-portioned size specifically for your dog based on their unique nutritional needs. This makes it really easy to help your dog reach and stay at their ideal weight, which is one of the biggest indicators of a full, healthy life. In fact, dogs at healthy weights can live as much as 16% longer than overweight ones, and that's 2.5 years. A fresh diet has been found to have all sorts of benefits, from healthier coat and skin to better breath and even easier digestion and smaller, better poops. Yes, poops matter. A healthy diet isn't just important for humans. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/feelings. Let the Farmer's Dog know that we sent you. Use our code or click podcast after you sign up for your first box.
I think it's interesting because you speak of trauma from growing up in childhood. And I think that's something that as parents now, I know like Sabrina and I agree, you can understand how people can become like a snowplow parent or like a lawnmower parent who wants to like kind of clear the way for your kids and make sure that they don't have the traumatic experiences that, let's say, we grew up with. Mm-hmm. But then it's interesting because that trauma that we might be preventing our kids from, or that we would want to prevent them from experiencing, has probably really informed who we become, obviously. And for the two of you, I think it's very evident.
Yeah, your trauma, your early life experiences literally shape how your brain develops. It shapes your whole nervous system. And I think that's the tricky part, is not to get too into the science, but when you're a little kid, it shapes how you view the world. It shapes how you view yourself, and it shapes how you deal with tough situations. And I think, you know, you're right. There's a difference between trauma and there's a difference between hard things. Like, life is going to be full of hard things. And we want to teach our kids how to be resilient, how to navigate those hard situations in a constructive way. You know, Kristen and I had to work really hard to get there.
I was going to say, I think also, like, we're a work in progress, and you're not going to see every, although we do share a lot of difficult moments, which is nice. You know, it means we're all together. But there's a lot of work behind the scenes, and there's a lot of kind of stepping backwards and then being like, oh, wow, my anxiety is very triggered right now. You know, I'm falling into sort of old thoughts or at old patterns. Got to get back into weekly therapy. You know, we're both really hyper vigilant with our mental health. Yeah, bless therapy. Yeah. That this is an ongoing. I joke with my therapist. I'm like, I'll be throwing you your retirement party. You know, this is forever. This is like ongoing. We didn't just heal. We're not evolved. It's very sweet of you to say that we are. We're growing, and it's such hard work. But it really is a work in progress. Like we're not perfect at all.
And you can build your brain like anytime.
Is it harder later though? It feels harder for me. Like I'm tired.
Yeah, once you're an adult,
harder.
Yeah, we're tired.
Yeah,
it's exhausting.
It's exhausting working on yourself. Yeah.
You say about the retirement party. I was joking with my mother yesterday that like I started going to therapy when I was in the first grade.
Yeah.
In school, and I'm like, I'm going to be doing this for my entire life.
Yes,
I'm so over it.
Yes. You know?
Sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm sick of myself.
Yeah, same.
This woman.
Can we talk about something else?
That resonates.
What do you think is a belief you had about parenting before you became parents that now you think like, oh, that was completely off?
Oh, my God. I mean, I could answer this first that like I think Dina might have been different because, first of all, before she became a mom, she was a child therapist. I'm just going to admit it. I was probably the worst friend to have. Luckily, I was the first one to have babies, but I was probably the worst sister to have. Like, I absolutely was like, I am not going to ever let them touch an iPad. I'm going to breastfeed them until they're 25. I'm going to do this. I'm never going to do that. I was totally that person. And the only solace I had from that, Dina can attest to this, I will never judge a mother or father or parent for and they could say anything to my face and it could be the most shocking thing on earth. And I'll be like, I get that. That's cool. Yeah, that's what works for you. Like, that's awesome. Because I was so judgmental before I had kids and I had no idea. I just had no idea.
That's so relatable.
Not a clue.
100%. I had so many ideas about food with my kids. I wasn't particularly judgmental, but I was like, I'm not going to be giving them gushers.
Yep.
And then you're giving them gushers. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. We're all ending up giving them what we did not
I'm
set out to
them too,
give
you
them.
Know?
You know what I mean? Well, we all have toddlers in this group, right? So we spend a lot of time watching the cartoons that our kids watch. So I think it's fun to talk about, are there examples of mothers that we see on these shows that really resonate with you, that you like their parenting style?
We watch a lot of Daniel Tiger.
Yeah, same.
Love Mom Tiger.
Yeah.
She's a boss. Let me just start out by saying that.
Yeah.
She's a carpenter. She fixes things.
She's the only one wears pants because like she's wearing the pants in the house.
That's right.
I love that. I love
Dad Tiger doesn't have pants on.
Yeah. She's like calmly helping you through moments.
I just love that in three seasons, she was a stay-at-home mom.
I was about to say this.
Which, by the way, is a very real job.
Yeah.
Very hard, very rewarding. As Kristen can speak to
full-time
as well.
Full-time job. Full-time. Beyond.
And then I think I love that they represent like a very real thing of that a lot of families go through, a lot of kids, and mom's going to work.
Yeah. Like I think season four, right? She sits down with Daniel Tiger and talks about going back to work.
Right now, I have to go to work.
Work? But I want you to play with me.
I know. But remember how we talked about my new job?
I remember.
He gets to see her with her, like, tool belt and all her tools.
You're a carpenter. You build things for people.
That's right. And I fix things, too.
That was definitely one of my favorite,
my absolute favorite episodes. He gets to have his feelings. She helps him through it.
Yeah.
She's so supportive.
Yeah. That was nice to see as, like, a working mom.
Mm-hmm.
That is so nice.
Yeah.
Do you think she's a Big Little Feelings style mom?
100%. You know? If anything, though, to be a little bit specific, Big Little Feelings, you'd need to make a mistake once in a while, you know? Yeah. And I don't know if Daniel Tiger's mom ever has. Maybe she has.
There was one time.
Was there?
It stopped me in my tracks because of my personal trauma.
I love that. What did she do?
So Daniel wanted to have an inside beach.
Yeah.
So he brought sand in the house and dumped it on the floor.
Well, I'm triggered.
And he was like, Mom, are you mad? And she was like, Daniel, I am mad. Okay. And I was like, oh, no, are you mad at us?
Yeah.
You know, and then they worked through it. And then they worked right through it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. I feel like it's just, you know, the Bluey mom, she like straight up will make mistakes. And they kind of show that.
Love
and it's kind of nice. She's like, guys, I've hit my limit. I need you to leave the kitchen now. And it's like, that's kind of nice. Oh,
yes.
My God. And there was one episode where the dad like pans to the camera and is like, you're doing an amazing job with your kids. And I was like crying, you know.
My husband and I sometimes see ourselves watching it after the children have gone to bed. Like, it'll still be on, and I'm like, this is excellent.
You have that moment, it hits you, you're like, wait a second, no, let's keep doing it.
Just a bop. Just a bop. Just a theme song alone.
What do you guys think the biggest misconception is about your parenting style?
I think the misconception is sometimes that it's like, oh, rainbows and butterfly. And like when you listen to feelings like, oh, you know, you let your kid just do whatever they want and they get to rule everything and they have control of the family. And that talking about feelings is somehow going to create these fragile snowflake children who are so delicate.
Yeah, you need like to toughen up your kid for a tough world, and you guys are too soft on them. And that's why, again, the term gentle parenting, it doesn't resonate, because to me, carrying a 3-year-old that is flopping like a fish and screaming out of the park feels like anything but gentle, right? This feels very like firm, not in a bad way, firm in a confident way. Like, this is confident parenting, mm-hmm. where I'm just like calm, cool, collected. I'm going to swoop you up now. We're leaving the park. It's okay to be sad. It's the biggest misconception is it's so like gentle and do whatever you want, when in fact it's actually really just like confident
consistent
and in control
boundaries.
And
and leaves room for their emotions, so that 100%. If you allow them to experience, they're not going to be scared of their own emotions. They're not going to need to numb them like we are. I speak for myself. Should need to distract constantly from my emotions. No, but that's like a beautiful idea, that just that you're like a confident, empathic leader.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're allowed to have their feelings. We're going to have our feelings. There are moments where I'm like, you know what? I feel frustrated. I have to take a second and collect myself. And like Kristen said, there are moments where that doesn't happen.
we always equate it to like the best boss you've ever had, because I think when you think about it as an adult, it makes so much sense. And why are we like reinventing the wheel for how kids learn versus what adults would want? So you think of the best boss you ever had. They're calm. They're cool. They're collected. They're leading the show. You know that they're going to take care of things, and they appreciate your feedback. They want to hear what you have to offer. If you make a mistake, they're not going to shame you or fire you or hold a grudge over your head. They're going to help you through that mistake and show you how to do it better. And then the worst boss that you've ever had is, you know, they're really controlling, they're really domineering, they're harping on every teeny tiny thing you ever do. And for me, when I had a really bad boss, I would sit in my office, I would show up on time because I'm terrified at this point. I'm going to sit there and I'm going to daydream about the day that I can walk out of this office and never come back. And frankly, that's how I thought my whole childhood. I was 5 years old and being just waiting for the day that I could leave. And I'll never raise my children that way. They deserve to have a voice. And I am still the one who's going to hold the boundaries, keep everybody safe. But listen, this is your home too.
I coped the other way, by the way. I tried to be perfect, play exactly by the rules, do everything just right, lived in fear of making mistakes, and would just shove all my feelings and needs down to try and be what someone else wanted, and totally lost track of myself. And I totally agree that, you know, my mission in life is to help my kids be themselves and learn how to make mistakes, that every mistake is an opportunity to really grow. And that's life. It's not going to be perfect.
Yeah. Speaking of people that make mistakes, are there any moms, fictional moms on TV or movies that you really relate to, or that you look at and you're like, oh, let's not do that?
I only watch reality television because I need an escape.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? I need to just escape at the end of the day. So I could go all day long on reality TV.
Good question for you then. Which housewife do you think you'd let babysit your kids?
Oh, my God. Cool. Thank you for this question. All of them, because I love them blindly. You know, I mean, maybe I'd have a nanny cam. Maybe I'd have maybe for a couple of them, I'd have a nanny cam.
Not blind trust.
Yeah, not blind trust. I don't even know. I would have to think about that. Dina, do you have one that's like, who's the most maternal housewife? Ooh, I mean, Dorinda is like a hostess.
I was going to say Dorinda.
She's going to feed you. We're just hoping it's earlier in the day. Maybe we're not drinking, you know?
Yeah.
But like,
yeah.
But like Dorinda, 8 a.m. Dorinda. Yeah. You know, yeah. She's going to throw them a holiday party. Yeah, get them a Santa. Maybe there's just a chaperone.
For sure.
You know?
I love Heather Gay in Salt Lake City.
Absolutely.
I mean, I have so many.
Oh, my God, so many.
I think there's actually a lot of great moms in all of the franchises.
I think they're all doing great.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, what do you think, like, the biggest advice you would give to parents struggling with, you know, handling their kids' tantrums and big feelings?
I think my number one tip, I don't know about yours, but mine would be to give yourself a little bit of grace. Like, we are not going to get it 100% of the time. And I think that parenting is the one job in the entire world where we are so hypercritical when we make one mistake, or just, God, we just shame ourselves when we are short. We have to buffer in 70%, like, okay, 70% of the time, 60% of the time, we're holding it together. We're responding in a pretty good way. Still doesn't need to be perfect. And like, really allowing ourselves to mess up, because it's going to happen anyways. So if you can just give yourself that grace to begin with, I think you can just show up a better parent the next day anyways. And by the way, another tip right up behind it is probably then repair and apologizing is like the best tip, because you're doing something good in the end. You're apologizing and showing your kid that you're showing up for them.
You own it. You acknowledge their feelings and say, sorry if that made you feel sad and scared. I totally get it. And I'm going to work on, you know, handling my big feelings next time without yelling.
Yeah.
It's exactly what you would want them to learn for their life.
Yeah,
and help them understand that they're not going to be perfect. And they're all going to make mistakes and can still be a family who loves each other.
And you're also like reprogramming and remaking a story of what just happened, right? So you yell, because we're all going to yell. I yell. You yell and your kid goes to bed. And the story is like, I was bad. My mom yelled or my dad yelled. And when you swoop in and you calmly just give it 10 seconds, apologize, and take that story away from I'm bad and I'm shame by giving them that power of like, oh, it wasn't me. Mommy's saying that it was her and she's going to work on it and it was her big feelings. Awesome. You just literally reprogrammed their brain and how they remember that moment and how they're thinking of themselves over and over and over again.
Like, I literally had to do this the other day.
Yeah.
I was like, listen, it wasn't you. Yeah. I'm having a hard day and that was not your fault and I'm sorry.
I never can remember being apologized to. And I think I apologize to my children, I don't know, daily for something. I'm like, oof, I should have been a little more calm. That's great advice.
That's great. You're doing great.
Yeah.
You know, I've learned so much from you guys, and I'm so glad that you took the time to talk to us today.
Oh my God, we were so happy to be here.
This is so fun.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you. And enjoy your time in New York City.
Yes, thank you. I'm going to eat a bagel and take a nap.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
More coffee.
Yeah.
Yes, more coffee. Always more coffee.
That was our conversation with Dina Margolin and Kristen Gallen, the parenting experts behind Big Little Feelings. This episode touched on the difficult subject of self-harm. If you are struggling with thoughts of suicide or worried about a friend or loved one, call or text the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988 for free confidential emotional support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Sabrina, that really did a number on me.
I know, it was shocking.
Let me just say, I wasn't expecting Dorinda.
I know. But you know what? There's always hope that Heather Gay will babysit our kids. I'm Sabrina Kohlberg.
I'm Andy Mitchell. Next week on Pop Culture Moms, we'll talk to writer Chloe Cooper Jones. Her stunning memoir, Easy Beauty, mesmerized me so much, I truly could not stop talking about it.
I can vouch for that. Pop Culture Moms is a production of ABC Audio in partnership with Good Morning America, hosted by me, Sabrina Kohlberg.
And me, Andy Mitchell. Our show is produced by Camille Peterson, Asal Asanapour, Sabrina Kohlberg, and me.
Music by Evan Viola.
Special thanks to Susie Liu, Josh Cohan, Ariel Chester, Liz Alessi, Iru Ekpenobi, and Simone Swink, the executive producer of GMA.
Laura Mayer is the executive producer of podcasts for ABC Audio. And then I think you have to play the Bluey theme song.
Oh, it's so it's
iconic.
The best.
Mom!
Again, that was a clip from the podcast Pop Culture Moms. You can find the full episode and more Pop Culture Moms wherever you get your podcasts.